The life of Blessed Miguel Pro today speak much about the virtue of courage and perseverance that I have said yesterday when we celebrated Saint Cecilia. My brothers and sisters, persecution of faith continues to happen. Sometimes we think in this modern world it shouldn't happen, but perhaps in our own naivete, in our own sheltered and nurtured life, where we think that somehow government is supposed to be all nice, all good, and all inclusive, all tolerant, and whatever, subject or verb we want to put in there. The reality of that, at times if we do not keep the government in check or choose to be faithful to our faith, it's always had the tendency to kind of silence those who speak out against the wrong or speak out against its agenda. My brothers and sisters, beginning in the 1900s, the Mexican government at that time began to crack down and begin to tighten its grip on its own control of the country and its people. So any priests, any religious, the Catholic Church in Mexico suffered a lot because the government at that time want the church to never speak out against any of the wrongdoings. But yet in the midst of all of those persecution and hardship, God had raised up courageous souls who spoke out against the injustice and continued to persevere and keep their faith. And one of them is Blessed Miguel Pro, a Jesuit, a good one, a faithful one, huh? And so he tried his best to celebrate Mass, give the sacraments to people, and bring Jesus to them in order to encourage those who want to keep the faith. My brothers and sisters, Miguel Pro was falsely accused of trying to assassinate the ex-president, and his execution was said to be a public humiliation and lesson so that no one would stand up against the government, huh? And so he was shot by a firing squad, and that he extend his hands out in order to give his life, he shouted out three words: Viva Cristo Rey, long live Christ the King. Long live Christ the King. May he live in our heart, our soul, our mind, our everything. My brothers and sisters, I preach about the life of Blessed Miguel Pro today to remind us, especially in America, that we need to remember that our faith need to guide our life much beyond the politics, much beyond what the government or what society wants, because society, government, or any man-made entities out there always want its own agenda to be first and foremost. But not everything is right, even when things are being done with good intentions. And so it's important for us as Christian people of faith, my brothers and sisters, to humble ourselves and fix our lives on the ultimate goal, the goal of bearing the name Christian, to be disciples of Christ Jesus, and to love him until the very end. We're not here to create a social revolution that somehow to create a country, a kingdom, a society here after our name, our own image. We're here to bring the kingdom of God at hand. The kingdom of God need to reign within us by how we conform our life to him, in loving him, being faithful to the sacraments, being faithful to the truth, being faithful to what the church have taught us, in loving even our enemies, loving those who have persecuted us, who have hurt us, but most important of all, my brothers and sisters, never to lose sight of the courage of the perseverance and of the faithfulness that we're called to do as people of faith. What is giving you life, my brothers and sisters? Is it politics? Is it some type of propaganda or agenda? Or is it Christ Jesus? I pray, I hope, and I invite you to step back, to reflect, and to seek out what is truly important in your life. May Jesus Christ, the King of the universe, reign in our heart, our soul, our mind, and take possession of our everything.